This week I conclude my summer presentation on the life of our first bishop, Simon Gabriel Brute. My admiration for Bishop Brute can be traced back to my early years as a seminarian. One time with some seminarian friends from Jasper, I visited the old cathedral in Vincennes. I was intrigued by our early roots and by the courage and zeal of our first bishop. He was able to do so much with so little human and financial resources, and he did so much in such a brief time. He was Bishop of Vincennes only 5 years before he died. Later, I would become more aware of his personal holiness. I had also done some study of the first pastors of St. Joseph Parish in my hometown of Jasper. Those studies led me back to our first bishop. Never did I dream I would be in a position to promote the cause for his canonization. After visiting his tomb in Vincennes in August of 2003, I asked Monsignor Fred Easton to serve as my liaison in moving the possible cause of canonization of Bishop Brute forward. Monsignor Easton, our vicar judicial, is an expert in canon law, and he is familiar with the canonical process involved. He has been actively involved in the cause of Blessed Mother Theodore Guerin. He sent a copy of Sister Godecker's extensive biography of our first bishop to Dr. Andrea Ambrosi in Rome, who had served as the postulator for Mother Theodore's cause. Dr. Ambrosi is of the opinion that Bishop Brute's life is a possible case for canonization. After a subsequent personal meeting with Dr. Ambrosi, I decided to consult the bishops of Indiana, some lay advisors, and priests about the wisdom of pursuing the cause. Having received an affirmative response from all parties, I have named Dr. Ambrosi as postulator to guide us through the initial procedures of pursuing Bishop Brute's possible canonization. I chose Dr. Ambrosi because of his involvement in the cause of Blessed Mother Theodore and his familiarity with the church in its early years in Indiana. Father Paul Aitchen, who has a deep appreciation for our first bishop, has been named vice postulator. At my request, Monsignor Easton has put together the required historical commission, which will pursue the collection and investigation of papers and relevant materials pertaining to the life and ministry of Bishop Brute. The formal canonical opening session of the investigation will take place September 12th in the presence of the postulator and vice postulator. It is the first required step in the investigation. The fact that Bishop Brute was esteemed as a holy person was strikingly affirmed by the renowned James Cardinal Gibbons during a visit to Vincennes on December 4th, 1891. He said, and I quote, "Worthy citizens of Vincennes, you need not go on pilgrimage to visit the tombs of the saints. There is one reposing here in your midst, namely the saintly founder of this diocese, Right Reverend Simon Brute." Close quotations. The apostolic zeal, humility, simplicity, determination, courage, and confidence in God's will make Bishop Brute a splendid model for all Catholics of our day. He is a relevant model for all who are involved in furthering the ministry of the Church. He was arguably the most influential theologian of the Church in the United States in his day. His commitment to faithful prayer and his deep love for the Holy Eucharist highlighted his generous ministry to his people. His way of life provides an outstanding model not only for our priests and seminarians, but also for those preparing to become deacons and lay ministers. Indeed, the holiness of Bishop Brute is a wonderful example and inspiration for all lay people and religious women and men. I'm pleased that the official cause of Bishop Brute will be inaugurated this month. From now on, we will count on his intercession and God's will for further developments. When I prayed at the tomb of Bishop Brute 2 years ago, I put the outcome of all this in his hands. I suspect as well that Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton will be interceding for her former spiritual director and confessor. I do not expect this process to be completed during my tenure as Archbishop of Indianapolis, but I feel I'm doing my duty by launching the investigative process. A year ago, I placed our college seminary House of Formation at Marian College under the patronage of Bishop Brute because of his holiness and his love for priestly formation. I encourage us to promote public knowledge about our holy first bishop and to spread the word about his cause for canonization. Bishop Brute is a worthy intercessor for healing and for our own holiness. Learning about his life also tells us and our children much about the founding of the church in Indiana.